This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Several Air Force Academy cadets have joined a lawsuit challenging the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The suit alleges that they could be dismissed from the academy or have to pay back the cost of their education since they refused to be vaccinated. The Gazette reports that the Air Force has allowed unvaccinated cadets to graduate but denied them commission into military service. Some state fees and taxes will be temporarily reduced starting today. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on where the money will go.
Nurses, mental health workers, and others could save up to about $100 each as the state's temporarily waiving their licensing fees under a law passed this year. Meanwhile, restaurants and bars could save a couple $1,000s each from temporary new tax breaks. And today was going to be the start date for a new 2-cent fee on every gallon of gas, but lawmakers decided to delay that price hike. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche recognized other championship hockey teams in the Denver area during their parade yesterday. CPR's Tony Gorman was there.
The Mile City is now Hockey Town USA. The Avs raised the biggest trophy in hockey. The Denver East High Angels won the National High School Championship, while the University of Denver Pioneers won a record 9th NCAA collegiate title. And not to be outdone, the Pee Wee hockey team, the Littleton Hawks, won the Quebec International Tournament too. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Avs also shouted out Denver's lacrosse team, the Colorado Mammoth. They won their National Lacrosse League title last month. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.